KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your community window here on KSDP, starting with job openings. The QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, an environmental assistant, and an administrative assistant. The Shimmigan Corporation of Sandpoint is hiring a bartender. The Palouf Harbor Tribe is hiring a tribal environmental coordinator. EATS is hiring a behavioral health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They're also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for Falls Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. And today is April 11th, 2025. Happy birthday to Kelly Bjornstedt, and happy birthday to Kathy Bear. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also, look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I am Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is Earth Date. On the island of Flores in Indonesia, a team of anthropologists made a discovery so surprising they kept it secret for a year. In a cave called Liang Bua, they had uncovered 100 skeletal fragments of about 14 individuals, so small that at first they thought they might be the remains of children. But more investigation showed wisdom teeth and wear on bones that definitively marked those skeletons as adults, and a newly discovered species of hominin, just over 3 feet tall. They called them Homo floresiensis, after the island, but they nicknamed them hobbits, and the moniker stuck. This community of hobbits had lived on Flores from about 100,000 years ago until just 50,000 years ago, then went extinct. More recent discoveries on the island found the hobbits' even smaller ancestors, who arrived between 1 million and 700,000 years ago, and quickly shrank in size in a process called island dwarfism, where species get smaller in response to limited resources. Indonesia also once had dwarf elephants and other creatures. But the presence of the hobbits at a time when Homo sapiens were already well established in Africa, Europe, and the Middle East, and venturing into Australasia, shocked the anthropology world and reminded us that for hundreds of thousands of years, there were several kinds of successful humans on Earth before our kind became the sole survivor. I'm Scott Tinker.
Earth Date is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin with the generous support of Kay and Scott Sheffield and the Hildebrand Foundation. To hear hundreds more Earth Date episodes or to support this program, visit earthdate.org.
You're listening to Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. Governor Mike Dunleavy's administration released a long-delayed study on state worker salaries last week. Alaska Public Media's Eric Stone reports.
The study shows that roughly a quarter of the jobs surveyed pay less than the median market wage. The State Department of Administration declined an interview request for this story, but a spokesperson said via email that the survey highlighted areas where the state is competitive and several others where the state needs improvement. Nearly 3,000 state jobs were vacant at the beginning of this year, and public sector union head Heidi Dragas says the fact that a quarter or more of the state's workers are underpaid offers some insight on that.
It's no wonder why they're having a difficult time attracting applicants to apply for these jobs, because they simply will make more money in the private sector or in public employment in other states.
Dragas leads the Alaska State Employees Association, which represents a majority of the state's rank-and-file workers. A few job classes stand out as especially underpaid, according to the study. State biologists and physical scientists, along with wildland firefighters and economists, all earn far less than the market rate. Law enforcement officers tend to be above the market rate. State agencies have traditionally sought to align their pay with the 65th percentile, essentially paying their employees a little bit better than average. Compared to that benchmark, more than 40% of the surveyed jobs are paid less than the market rate. Dragas says the state's decision to look at the median salary in addition to the 65th percentile obscures how much the state underpays its employees.
I think the state has done its level best to try to look at it through rose-colored glasses, but when you look at the details, it's abysmal. State salaries have fallen miserably behind.
The Department of Administration, meanwhile, says it asked for both figures in line with past practice. The spokesperson says state officials will review the findings of the study to determine whether salaries need to be adjusted, starting with those that are 10% or more below the market rate. Dragas, the union leader, says she hopes the study spurs the state to offer more competitive wages. She says the union plans to continue a lawsuit seeking to obtain earlier drafts of the study. The state says those were not used in decision-making and are thus not public records. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Eric Stone.
Anchorage police are still seeking a suspect in a woman's fatal shooting Thursday at a homeless camp in Mountain View. Police spokesman Christopher Barraza says officers responded at about 8:30 p.m. Thursday to a city snow dump near Davis Park. They found 31-year-old Haley Abrara shot inside a tent. Barraza says police questioned other occupants of the camp and are seeking an unidentified male suspect in the shooting. Police ask that anyone with information about Abrara's shooting or surveillance video from the scene to call them at 311. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by
Princess Lodges, offering glass-domed railcar tours to Talkeetna and Denali National Park for Alaska summer adventures. Your journey begins at princesslodges.com.
Support for NPR comes from Drexel University, whose cooperative education program positions students to explore future careers and discover their ideal profession before graduation. This is experiential education. More at drexel.edu.
You're listening to Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. A mysterious sea creature lurks in the icy waters just beyond the Arctic ice shelf. That's the Inuit legend depicted in a song that Mirror Lake and Greening Middle School band students will premiere tonight at 6:30 at Chugiak High School. Alaska Public Media's Tim Rocky went to band practice and has this story.
Eighth graders in Greening band director Philip Walter's class are rehearsing Kalupalik. It's a brand new song about a green-skinned sea creature who sings a siren song to lure children to the water's edge. Walter says it's one of the first opportunities for his students to work with professional musicians since the COVID-19 pandemic. He says he usually buys the pieces his students perform, but he started wondering if there was another option.
I was thinking, I wonder how much it would cost to commission a composer to write a piece of music. And so I looked into it a little bit, I asked around, and it didn't seem like it was out of the realm of possibility. So I just started contacting my favorite composers, and I got in touch with Brian, and he was like, yeah, I can do it.
Brian is Brian Balmages, a composer who's more used to debuting his pieces in large concert halls than the halls of a middle school. He says he's looking forward to spending a full day preparing his music with the combined bands ahead of the concert.
My goal is to provide them the biggest amount of growth that I can. And my goal is when I leave there, I want them to want more, right? I want them to want more music, more band, more opportunities to feel like that and to hopefully pursue those things.
About 100 students make up the combined band from Greening and Mirror Lake. Walters is careful about rehearsing the piece with his students, leaving room for Balmages to make his mark in an upcoming rehearsal. Asked about the difference in writing for younger musicians, Balmages says he's more nervous about the potential eruption of Mount Spur than he is about hearing eighth graders premiere his music to the world.
The next Taylor Swift is out there, right? The next Mozart is out there. These people are out there, and they're in our middle schools right now. And the opportunity to go out there and work with them and potentially have an impact that changes their mindset and their way they interact with music is such a big part for me.
Mirror Lake flautist Kaya Christie plays a critical part as the flute section drives the eerie notes that make up the Kalupalik siren song. She started playing her instrument in sixth grade and says she's been looking forward to performing the piece since she heard about it last year.
It's kind of like I'm in shock because I would never expect something that I chose in sixth grade would take me this far to become an eighth grader and have an actual composer that many of us know come and compose us a piece and direct us through music.
Greening French horn player Tristan Matthews says the opportunity to premiere this piece of music has him excited about his potential future as a musician.
It's like a once-in-a-lifetime experience to be able to play a commissioned piece for the first time ever. It's really cool thinking that I'm going to be the first one to perform this.
When Balmages publishes the piece next year, Greening and Mirror Lake will be credited as the first bands to perform the piece when other school groups purchase the arrangement.
That's what the monster sounds like?
That's the monster.
In Anchorage, I'm Tim Rocky.
This is Alaska Public Media.
Yeah, I'll tell you some of the biggest hits between 1990 and 2000. We have Kenny Chesney to start us off with Better as a Memory, then the Dixie Chicks twice with Cowboy Take Me Away and Landslide.
Move on like a sinner's prayer, let go like a levee breaks, walk away as if I don't care, learn to shoulder my mistakes, I'm built to fade like your favorite song, get reckless when there's no need, laugh as your stories ramble on, break my heart but it won't bleed, my only friends are pirates. It's just who I am. But I'm better as a memory than as your man. I'm never sure when the truth won't do. I'm pretty good on a lonely night. I move on the way a storm blows through. I never stay, but then again I might. I struggle sometimes to find the words. I was sure until I doubt. Walk a line until it blurs. Build walls too high to climb out. But I'm honest to a fault. It's just who I am. And I'm better as a memory than as your man. I see you leaning. You're bound to fall. I don't want to be that mistake. I'm just a dreamer, nothing more. You should know it before it gets too late. Cause goodbyes are like a roulette wheel. You never know where they're gonna land. First you're spinning, then you're standing still. Left holding a losing hand. But one day you're gonna find someone. Right away you'll know it's true. That all of your seeking's done. Was just a part of the passing through. Right there in that moment, you'll finally understand. I was better as a memory than as your man. Better as a memory than as your man.
to touch the earth. I want to break it in my hands. I want to grow something wild and unruly. I want to sleep on the hard ground in the comfort of your arms, on a pillow of blue bonnets, in a blanket made of stars. Oh, it sounds good to me. I said, cowboy, take me away. Fly this thrill as high as you can into the wild blue. Set me free. Oh, I pray closer to heaven above and closer to you. Closer to you.
Up next, we have two by Martina McBride. This one's for the girls and Broken Umbrella, two huge hits for her. And then one by Carrie Underwood, big hit for her too, Jesus Take the Wheel.
Good. driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow-white Christmas Eve. Going home to see her mama and her daddy with the baby in the back seat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going away too fast. Before she knew it, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both their lives flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the air. Jesus, take the wheel.
Yeah, this next one's from my buddy Chopper. Hi, Cap. Got Garth Brooks with Friends in Low Places. Eric Church after that was Smoke a Little Smoke. And then Kid Rock with Sheryl Crow with a piece called Picture.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your blind tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. And I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. I'm not big on social graces. Think I'll slip on down to the Oasis. So I've got friends in low places. guess I was wrong. I just don't belong. But then I've been there before. Everything's alright. I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that ivory tower that you're living in. Slip on down to the oasis. So I've got a friend in low places.
Quiet up, turn the noise down, let this old world just spin around. I wanna feel its way, wanna feel its way, and put some feel good in my soul. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke. Want a little more right. A little more right now, a little less what's next. Act like tomorrow's 10 years away, and just kick back and let the feeling flow. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke. Yeah. Just don't care. I could get up, go get her back, or maybe I'll just let her go. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke. Yeah. Smoke.
my life in a slow hell. Different girl every night at the hotel. I ain't seen the sunshine in 3 damn days. Been fueling up on cocaine and whiskey. Wish I had a good girl to miss me. Lord, I wonder if I'll ever change my ways. I put your picture away, sat down and cried today. I can't look at you while I'm lying next to her. I put your picture away, sat down and cried today. I can't look at you while I'm lying next to her.
I called you last night in the hotel. Everyone knows, but they won't tell. But their half-hearted smiles tell me something just ain't right. I've been waiting on you for a long time, fueling up on heartaches and cheap wine. I ain't heard from you in 3 damn nights. I put your picture
us to the top of the hour. This should do it. Gretchen Wilson with I'd Love to Be Your Last, and then Lone Star with Mr. Mom. After that, Zach Brown Band with Free.
first time that I made love, and I would be the first girl that your hands touched. But we've both done our share of living, taking chances we've been given. I've never been too big on looking back. I don't care if I'm your first love, but I'd love to be your last. If I could do it over, I'd have waited for this moment so I could give my heart to you unbroken. But if our mistakes brought us together, does it really matter whether we were saints or sinners in the past? I don't care if I'm your first love, but I'd love to be your last. All I know is what I see when I look at you. Stars, I found you, 'cause I know your heart has so much more than anyone has touched before, and nothing matters more to me than that. I don't care if I'm your first love, but I'd love to be your last. But I'd love to be your
all day long, and it's only Monday, Mister. breakfast 6, naps at 9. There's bubblegum in the baby's hair, sweet potatoes in my lazy chair. Been crazy all day long. Oh, been crazy all day long. And it's only Monday, Mr.
travel all across this land, me and you. And we'll end up hand in hand, somewhere down on the sand, just me and you. Just as free. Just as free, free as we'll ever be. We'll travel till the city lights dissolve into a country sky, just me and you. Lay underneath the harvest moon and do all the things that lovers do, just me and you. Just as free. Just as free. Free as we'll ever be. And ever be. No, we don't have a lot of money. No, we don't have a lot.
don't have a lot of money. All we need is love. We're free as we'll ever be. Just as free. Travel long across this land, me and you. You're not supposed to say the word cancer in a song. And telling folks that Jesus is the answer can rub them wrong. It ain't hip to sing about tractors, trucks, little towns, or mama. Yeah, that might be true. But this is country music. Do you like to drink a cold one on the weekend and get a little laugh? Do you want to say I'm sorry or I love you, but you don't know how? Do you wish somebody had the nerve to tell that stupid boss of yours to shove it next time he at you? Well, this is country music.